The mother will still be good to you. The mother will still look after you, get you up, literally clean you when you are in the most dirty of positions and most dirty of conditions. Having a hope, inshallah, that one day you will grow up to be someone fine who will be an asset to his or her own parents. But then, few years down the line, we marry. When we marry, nowadays, na'udhu billah. The minute you marry your wife, you divorce your mother. I'm not saying you were married to your mother. But you can't trade the two in. It's not a motor vehicle that you trade one in and you get another. No. And the mothers also don't think that now you've lost your child to someone else. No, there is no war between the two. There is no fight. There is tawafuq. There must be compatibility between the two. We must congratulate and welcome our daughters-in-law in the house. And we must understand that the son might not be able to spend that much time with us because of one thing that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has decided. And that is marriage. So there is a balance that is required, but we need to make dua for our parents. We need to be good to them. We need to look after them. And the male folk, it is our duty primarily to look after our parents. May Allah make us from amongst those whose parents can be proud of. And may Allah make us from amongst those really who can be an asset within the family, within the community, within the society, within the city, within the country, and within the Muslim ummah at large. Let's move on. Umar radiallahu anhu was once faced with a man who came to him and told him, Ya Amir al-Mu'mineen, my son is very disobedient. I want you to tell him a few things. They brought the son. He admonished the son for quite a while, Umar ibn al-Khattab radiallahu anhu, saying, this is what you should do and this is what you shouldn't do. When he finished, this child asked Amir al-Mu'mineen, saying, Ya Amir al-Mu'mineen, I thank you for your words. You have told me all the rights that my father has over me. But I want to ask you one question. What rights do I have over my father, or do I not have any? That's a question. The father's listening. What rights do I have over my father? He said, yes, you have some rights. And he only mentioned a few. I want to mention just three. He says, the first right, oh young boy, that your father, that you have over your father is that. Imagine, it's a very difficult one. The first right is that he should have married a pious woman. Imagine. That's the first right of your children. Now, why am I mentioning this now? Because we're talking about marriage and so on and wives. You need to choose a good wife. That is the right your children who are unborn have over you. Allahu Akbar. So from this we learn, my dear brothers and sisters, those who are not married, when you are looking for a spouse, don't look for the next most pretty woman on the street. Don't look for the next most wealthy girl in Stanger. Look for the mother of your children who can bring up those children according to the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Or as close as possible. That is the criteria. And my dear sisters who may be listening, when looking for a husband, look for the father of your children. Think to yourself, I need a mother. She might be have 1 inch this side or that side, a bit more in body terms. You don't have to have a figure like a trigger, because as I always say, that trigger can be pulled sometime and you will be shot. But we need to look for the mothers of our children. When you are marrying, look for someone whom, inshallah, when you are not there, she will look after you. Meaning she will look after your interests. She will be a person who is faithful to you, and so on. There are many rights. But the prime point I'm raising here, the right that your unborn children, you might not have children later on. And we make a dua once again, Ya Allah, those who don't have children, they are married, Ya Allah, grant them offspring who will be the coolness of their eyes. Don't lose hope in the mercy of Allah. But at the same time, it's your duty to get married to someone who is reasonable, who knows deen, someone who is of a compatibility level. Before I mention the other 2 points regarding what Umar ibn al-Khattab radiallahu anhu told his young man, something has come to my mind. You know, we all hear the verse, Hunna libasun lakum wa antum libasun lahun. Regarding wives, Allah says, they are like garments unto you, and you are like garments.